podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. For this episode, I have invited another guest to speak on her experience with anxiety, as well as how she experiences and works through anxiety attacks. Today, I'm talking to Alex. Alex is diagnosed with anxiety and depression, and I invited Alex to be a guest on today's episode because I believe that she will provide some very helpful techniques for calming an anxiety attack due to her experiences with anxiety. And similarly to what I discussed in episode 8, Alex's experiences will give you another perspective of someone living with anxiety in hopes of reminding and reassuring you that we can ease and overcome anxiety together and that you never have to face your anxiety alone. Let's start by learning a little bit of background about your anxiety, Alex, if you don't mind. What were the first signs or ways that indicated that you were struggling with an anxiety disorder?
Well, ever since I was little, like 9, I've always had intrusive thoughts, especially at night. I would worry about just the most random things, like what if at this moment an intruder would break in, and that would keep me up at night. I thought it was just had an active imagination, and I would settle myself and calm down. And I got over it. But eventually, things just started to ramp up a bit more, and I would end up getting like sudden heart palpitations. Anytime I was super anxious, it got to the point where it would keep me up at night, or even wake me up, and I would just wake up really spooked. And then this started to slowly expand on the rest of my life, particularly school, middle school. Is when it got really bad. I had like a really bad time in middle school. I had little friends when I first started middle school. And usually, like as a kid, I used to be really outspoken and really easy talking to people. But for some reason, I really slowly started getting these moments where I couldn't speak, or I was just super anxious or worried about things that didn't really exist. And this just got worse over time. And it wasn't until high school where it got to my breaking point where I just had extreme panic attacks that would keep me up, or I just had to lay down and not do anything because I physically couldn't move and couldn't speak. And that's when I like reached out for help.
And how would you say your anxiety affects your everyday life? Like, what does a typical day look like for you living with anxiety?
Right now, since I'm in college, it's just a lot of worry about the future. And it's not just like the typical, oh, I'm growing up and I have more stuff and responsibilities. It's just the constant fear that I have. And this can be either stressing either for exams more than I should or supposed to, or just going to sleep really anxious where my heart's beating really quickly. This can also be talking in school. I have a hard time. Participating is tough. I do push myself because I know I can get over it if I just push myself to do it. But often it means that I'm fighting myself and fighting this fear I have and fighting my voice breaking, fighting my hands sweating, and just fighting worrying about what others think and worrying about just messing up pretty much.
And would you say that your anxiety affects you as a person? And by this, I mean affecting things like your personality, your social life, characteristics, or other things like that?
Oh, most definitely. Especially since, like I said earlier, as a kid, I used to be really loud and outspoken. But over the years, I felt like I've slowly become more secluded and very hard to talk to. And I have a lot of walls that are tough to break down. So it's really hard making new friends just because it's very hard for me to let people in. My anxiety has also led to me not doing as much, whether it be talking in class or, like I said, reaching out to people. But that was more in my high school. Right now, I've reached a point where I really don't care. I've reached the point where I'm like, anxiety is just a part of me, but I'm not going to let it dictate who I am. So I'm trying to, like I said earlier, I'm pushing myself to do a bit more.
Now let's go ahead and move on to talking more specifically about anxiety attacks. What has your experience been like with anxiety attacks?
Well, when I was younger, I really didn't know what they were. I was clueless. I thought I was dying. Which is really funny and really silly, but it does feel like your heart's gonna stop. It feels like, for me, I get tunnel vision. Like my vision on my sides just completely disappears. Everything goes dark, and it's similar to fainting, but you don't get the lightheadedness. It's just everything's closing in, and it's harder to breathe. So that's really the big panic attacks, and then I get anxiety attacks, which are just these feelings of nervousness and hand sweating, and I often get migraines and headaches, so those are tough.
And what would you say causes your anxiety attacks overall?
So I was diagnosed with both general anxiety and social anxiety. So that means just social situations. I'm a generally nervous person around other people because I have these thoughts that make me feel like I'm being judged and pressured by others. And this means I'm just hyper aware of myself and hyper aware of my actions, and just this fear of messing up. So that's the social part of it. And then general anxiety is just, is more like I'm nervous about things that aren't certain to happen, but I feel like something bad is gonna happen at any moment. It is like the fight or flight response on all the time, and I don't know why.
And how would you typically calm yourself down from an anxiety attack? Do you have any sort of routine that you do to stop your anxiety attack from continuing?
So there's a few methods, and it depends on where I am. If I'm at school, I will steady my breaths. I will take a moment to pause myself and ground myself. And this can be either I like drawing. So I like drawing. It makes me focus in the moment and distracts me. I will also slow down, take deep breaths, and try to make sure I'm grounded. I know where I am. But if I'm at home, I'm a lot calmer. It's where I'm supposed to be. It's my safe space. So I take a spot where I really like, whether it be on the couch or on my bed, and I lay there and try not to think about anything. I'll listen to music, I'll watch videos, movies, put on a comfort show even, but do things that I enjoy and try to get my mind off of unnecessary thoughts. Also, just being around the people I like helps a lot. So recently I got a emotional support dog. That's really helped me. He's at home currently, but when I had him, he was just another thing to take care of besides me. And it was so helpful because I had this creature that was happy all the time. It did not know any wrongs in the world, and that would cheer me up. So it was both comforting and a source of joy for me. Right now I have a person who makes me happy. So I go to them for comfort, and that's nice. But you don't need a person. You can also find it within yourself. Just find things that make you happy and have those around and center yourself around those things.
And have you researched any other ways to calm an anxiety attack? And if you have, did you try and apply them to the next time you had an anxiety attack?
So I've had therapy, and a lot of therapists recommend either meditation and yoga. Meditation doesn't really work with me because my problem is I'm alone with my thoughts. And so meditation is focusing on yourself. So it's just emptiness isn't great for me. I need something to fill that emptiness in my head. But I know a lot of people really enjoy it because it's the stillness of you are just paying attention to yourself. There's no outside distractions and you are grounding yourself in a moment. And then activities like yoga is just positive. It is getting your body to move. It is something that gets you physically active and get all that anxious energy out. Beforehand, I did a lot of soccer and that really helped because I would go in really upset, really feeling down about myself. And then I would end up having so much fun with friends and feeling like I accomplished something at the end of the day.
It's actually interesting that you mentioned how, you know, one thing that might ease somebody's anxiety might not work for the next person. I actually talk a lot about different ways to ease anxiety on this podcast, and I keep trying to reassure the audience that, you know, something that works for one person doesn't mean that it'll work for everybody else with anxiety. So I appreciate you for mentioning that. What tips or techniques would you share with someone who needs help handling their anxiety attacks?
So like you said earlier, anxiety isn't a one shoe fits all. You're gonna have to have different combinations of things. You may have to completely distance yourself from what's giving you the anxiety attack, whether it be stepping outside a classroom or stepping away from a project that is forcing you to do things that you don't want. And it can be a combination, like I said, stepping away, listening to music, removing yourself, doing meditation, doing yoga. It's up to you. But what I generally do is I take a break and try to do some, not self-improvement, but giving myself some me time, some personal time. I overwork myself a lot. So, and I feel like a lot of people with anxiety have a hard time finding me time. So I definitely recommend at least 10 minutes, no more than 10 minutes. Give yourself at least an hour, half an hour, doing something you enjoy. So it's something you can look forward to, and especially something you can turn to when you're having moments that you're not feeling the best.
And I was just thinking back to a time when my anxiety got really bad, like, you know, applying for colleges and then moving to college. This made me remember a question I wanted to ask you. Was there ever a time in your life that your anxiety shifted drastically? Maybe like I said, like transitioning from high school to college, or was there another event in your life that kind of just shifted your anxiety?
Yes. So for me, it was actually middle school to high school. And it was my breaking point. It was the point where I reached out for help and I felt that I could no longer do it alone. I reached out to my mom first. I sat down with her and had to be honest. It was really tough because you don't want to be vulnerable with people, especially when it's really hard admitting something's wrong. So it was really tough. It was a point where I just had to, because I felt like I couldn't control how I felt, and it sucked, to be honest. In all honesty, it just sucked. There's no better way to word it. It just sucked. I was unhappy. I didn't feel like myself. I feel like I was just going through the motions of life, and it was very much, I was there physically, but I wasn't there mentally. It felt like I was watching a movie. I felt like everything I did was from a third person perspective. And that was my breaking point. My mom says she saw me, a shell of a person. She saw I was there, but I was in a distant land mentally. So it was definitely a point where it was just, I need help, and it's time to admit it.
And my last question for you is, what advice would you give to someone who is also struggling with anxiety, just mainly in general?
In general, is reach out and get help. It's really tough, but reach out and get help, whether this be talking to someone you trust, like families, friends, or a therapist. Therapy isn't for everyone, but I definitely recommend everyone trying it at least once. And therapists aren't a first try is going to work. You may have to shift through many of them, but you're eventually going to find someone that suits you. And this has helped me, especially because talking with families and friends is tough. it helps a lot giving yourself a room to get a lot off your back. But with family and friends, you don't want to worry them. You don't want to put this burden on them. So a therapist really helps because you place all your burdens and then leave. It's not going to show up in your daily life. So I definitely recommend therapy. Another thing is just taking time for yourself, like I said earlier, is finding stuff that makes you happy. Really, it might make you feel self-centered and self-focused, but at the end of the day, it's your life. You got to be happy. And if it's making you feel better, as long as it isn't hurting yourself or other people, I see no wrong in it.
Well, Alex, I want to thank you so much for being on today's episode. You have given some very helpful advice to the audience, and I'm sure that you have made so many people feel so much less alone. In today's episode, we discussed what it is like to live with an anxiety disorder, how life events affect our anxiety, and how anxiety affects who we are, what an anxiety attack feels like, how to calm or stop an anxiety attack, and overall advice for those struggling with anxiety. In the next episode, I'll be talking about what options there are in terms of professional help and what resources are available for anxiety, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.